As you arrive at the intersection of Charters and Wilkinson, you should see on your left a wall-mounted tile street sign in addition to the pole-mounted metal signs. Street signs are one of the easiest ways to see how New Orleans has changed hands over the years. The French street names are reflected in tile signs embedded in the sidewalks, meant to be visible from the elevated vantage of a carriage driver, while the Spanish street names are on the wall-mounted signs, and the American names are on the pole-mounted signs. They don't look it, but the tile signs with the Spanish names are actually the newest of the three. They were made in Spain, but added to our walls in 1984, when New Orleans hosted the World's Fair. You can also see the change of language in the name of this street. The French name Chartres has long since been Americanized to Charters. In the couple of blocks ahead of you, you should be able to see quite a few adjoining buildings with plaster facades and wooden or iron balconies and galleries on the outside. This area has the highest concentration of late 18th century Spanish buildings in the city and can give you an idea of what the Spanish era city looked like. They're called Creole townhouses, and they're a lot like what you'd see in other Spanish colonies in the Americas around the same time. The French Quarter is full of more ostentatious American-era variations on this theme, best recognized by their Greek Revival elements, exposed brick, cast iron railings, and prominent doorways. Creole townhouses of whatever kind are completely different from the French buildings that stood at the time of the 1788 fire. They mostly had a ground floor built in brick, which functioned like a basement, and an upper residential story also built in brick, but clad in wood. We'll see a building in this style later. The wood of choice was that of the plentiful local bald cypress tree, which is more or less impervious to water and insects, but extremely vulnerable to fire. 617 Charters Street marks the spot where the fire of 1788 began. It was Good Friday of that year, and a few altar candles led to a fire that consumed 80% of the city. Afterwards, the residents mostly rebuilt their wooden French colonial homes, only for another fire to destroy many of them in 1794. The rebuild after that was subsidized by the Spanish crown, but with the caveat that they would only pay for a certain type of building, more or less the kind you see here, and few of them have burned since 1794. We call the post-fire buildings Creole townhouses and Creole cottages. The word Creole here describes a type of building, but the same word can also apply to people, food, music, and language. In all those contexts, it points at innovations of the New World that involved elements from the Old World. Creole people were the locally born descendants of immigrants, most often used to describe people with families from France, Spain, or Western Africa, but often including other backgrounds, too. Most of them spoke Louisiana Creole, a language that involved mostly French-derived vocabulary, some West African words and structural elements, and a few Native American words for things encountered in the region. And they ate Creole food, approximations of the cuisines of their various homelands that adapted to the local supply of ingredients. Many of the restaurants in the French Quarter, like Tableau, the large red building at this intersection, serve Creole cuisine, which involves French, Spanish, West African, and Native American elements, with a heavy weight towards French in the case of fine dining restaurants like this one. Many of them also serve Cajun food, another cuisine coming to us from rural southwest Louisiana and involving some overlaps with Creole food, but generally spicier and with a stronger German element. In New Orleans, Creole stands in contrast with American. Look away from Jackson Square and you'll see skyscrapers in the distance, indicating the American part of the city, located across Canal Street and including well-known areas like the Garden District and St. Charles Avenue. The contrast of Creole versus American involved huge differences in language, culture, religion, and philosophy that remain key to how New Orleans stands out from much of the U.S. today. The American period brought enormous changes to life in the French Quarter, some of which we'll get into at our next stop. From here, proceed along Charters away from Jackson Square, across Toulouse Street, until you reach the New Orleans Pharmacy Museum on the left. There's a hanging mortar and pestle-shaped sign outside.